From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least 56 people were killed and more than 200 injured when an apparent suicide bomb ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park in the Pakistani city of Lahore. That's where Christians were celebrating Easter Sunday, according to officials there. Dozens of ambulances were seen racing to the park, which is situated near the center of the city, with many women and children among the dead and wounded. The toll has risen to 56, and the rescue operation is continuing. That's according to the Lahore top administration official, Mohammed Usman. The army has been called in, he added, and said soldiers were at the scene, helping with rescue operations and security. Meanwhile, a senior police officer, Haider Ashraf, said the blast appeared to be a suicide attack, adding that ball bearings were found at the crowded park. Belgian riot police fired water cannons Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for the victims of the Brussels attacks. It comes as police arrested several suspects in a series of new raids. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouting anti-immigrant slogans moved in on a makeshift memorial at Place de la Bourse, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Sunday, congratulating him on his forces retaking Palmyra, according to the Kremlin. The recapture of the ancient city represents a major victory over the Islamic State group. Those fighters had destroyed many monuments at the UNESCO World Heritage Site since they overran it in May last year. This is VOA News.